Helo, a chroeso i benod arall, penod mis Mehefin, no cues. Iawn, Lwri.
Iawn, diolch, fel ti'n iawn?
Yeah, good. Wedi rhoi cyfro steddfod yn yr...
Oh, just about, de. Yr un diwrnod oedd o'n i yna.
Diolch i bawb, nath tiwn o mewn yn fyw ac yn ddigidol i'n podlediad seddfod ni. Oedd e'n brofiad hwyl.
Oedd, nes i fwynhau.
Oedd
o'n rili nes cael sgwrsio yn fyw, wynab o wynab. Ond hefyd, no offence, yr highlight i fi oedd cael t-shirts K-Cabs.
Oh my gosh, fi'n gwybod. O, ni mor yn oed, chos nes i adl y maes heb fynd i weld y taxis.
O, nes i bwynt, nes i eithaf nhw'n ffordd i chlu amdanyn nhw.
Absolutely gutted, i fod yn onest.
O, fake fan.
O, co, hash. Oh gosh. Wel, ie, mis arall yn ymwneud â'r bod. Yn amlwg, Daniel Barry yw'r dal y brif peth sy'n gyrru popeth.
Ie, ie, y prif stori. Dwi'n teimlo fatha, mae'n ma odd yn dydd, sam event mawr wedi bod yn digwydd, ond mae pawb jyst i weld yn bicro, a mae'n ffrio bach, a mae pob efo rhyw asgwrn i grafu efo rhywun. So Wel, mae yna lot o potential i lot o ffrwydro ddigwydd ar ryw bwynt dda.
Ais. Un peth really cyffroes am y benod heddi yw y byddwn ni yn croesawu gwestai arbennig iawn, John McGrellis, a.k.a. y dyn ei hun, Mick.
Yes! Ni siarad efo Mick!
Oh my gosh, gafon ni fe!
Wyn di'r freuddwyd, o'n i rioed yn gwybod bod o gennau.
I know.
Dwi'n methu gwychod di gael siarad efo fo. Mae'r boi just yn eicon.
Yndi, ma fe. Och, gosh, fi'n methu aros. Oedd rhaid i mynd trwy agent etro ba?
Da ni'n gallu ddim gorneu hynna fel arfer.
O, arfer, mae rhywbeth yn gofio efo rhywbeth fel. Oedd e'n eitha ffynu, oedd e'n eitha ffynu, oedd e Sean sy'n helpu ni trefnu. Gwadeg, oedd John di gweud, the lady that was helping me the other day, Sean. yeah, sounds Sean. Dwi'n Sean ddim y lady, obviously. anyway, gosh. Yn i'n blaen efo'r podcast, efo?
Yeah, well, let's go.
Yn i'n dechrau, ond mae pob round yn gwneud, yn y siop.
Lle da i ddechrau.
Ai. Wel, ddim just y siop, y brif siop, a'r caffi, a'r salon, ond hefyd y caffi newydd yma. Mae Anton Deck yn mynd i fod yn agor.
Anton Deck?
Mae'n un o'n hilarious. Philip just yn crynu ni sgidio wrth feddwl bod Anton Deck yn mynd i fod yn agor y caffi newydd yma. Yeah.
Basically, yna fe, mae'r yard, gweno a'r teulu, yr hwntws, yn bwriadu... agor caffi yn yr iar. Fi mel, sy'n syniad gret.
Mae'n syniad gret. Yn ymwedig pan ti'n ystyried o math o fusnes ydi o a sicr fysa chdi yn cael rhywle fel efo coffi tra ti'n aros a aros am y reid neu rhywbeth. Ond dwi ddim yn fawr bod o'n syniad da achos di gwenno fi'n mynd i lli cwpio na di. Mae'n fflapion fel yma, ie.
Ie, mae'n wir. Rhaid ni'n gwybod faint o shortages o waiters a waitresses sydd yn Glanrafon yfed.
Mae Philip yn stryglo i gael waitresses a waiters, dydy. Dwi'n gwybod. Fydd anes lotri brysur i fod yn gwneud byth.
Byth. Ond, tiaf.
Yes, dyn ddim yn drost.
Siwr bydd, siwr bydd yn cael rhywun mewn. Fi'n person yma bryd yn syniad da. Fel ti'n gweud, mae'n fath o le bysau efo. Thing fel ar hyn o bryd, fi'n teimlo fel na gym yn nhw'n actually mynd i wneud yw sandwiches a coffees. Fydd yn big deal, really. Ond mae wedi bod yn ticlo i faint mae Gwenna wedi bod yn obsessed efo'r coffee machine yma. Just well. Mae fe'n absolutely insane, first of all. Bod ti yn cael coffee machine top of the range.
Mae o'n proper coffee machine ydi. Barista, fatha, mae'n un go iawn. A sech ti'n mynd ddim yn hollol angen rheidio o bwrwle fel efo peiriant coffi fel yna di. So yn lle ti'n bwysio bwtwm sy'n yna'n ffain.
Yeah, exactly.
Lollai o hassle o fyd, actually. Pwy bynnag sy'n reception, nid yna'n medru.
Yeah, ffamlaen o fe.
mor swish.
Like, even if I'm not, though, I'll trail set of a land, like, Bob Trovin, well, I'm sure Bob Trovin by a shot of a coffee machine. I'd send Val Golchi there, Val Polish.
Polish.
Sa'n credu gewn i goffi tan ar ôl Dolig?
Ti'n meddwl, fi'n teimlo bach o wael hir, cos oedd anest fel, oedd hi'n offi'r syniad ar y dechrau, unwaith oedd y coffi machine dod, oedd hi fel, ach, sy'n amser dy fi am hwn.
Dangos bach gefnogaeth, ia.
Ie, come on!
Ond wedyn hefyd, be mae di'r rhoi di ni, a dwi'n joio hyn y fawr iawn, oedd hi bach o family feud rhwng hi a Lowry, achos amlwg di Philip ddim hapus efo fo. Actually, bod really petty a iddo dda.
Na, Mel. Paid o syrfi.
Oh, fi gwybod. Terrible.
Ond llawn beti. O wedyn, nath Lowry just trio deud i deud, do.
Yeah.
A oedd Gwenna just hollol ben gael oedd arall. Dwi'n mynd i neud o. So, fydda nhw'n ffrio, mae'n siŵr bod e'n.
Ie, sy'n i'n meddwl. Ond, just gari neud e. Fel, siŵr bod e'n rhyw ffordd i chi colabo ar hwn, os chi really moyn.
Dwi'n gwybod os oedd Gwenon trio bod yn snobby pan oedd hi'n deud di pobl sy'n dod ato ni ddim yn mynd i ddod i fe yma. Dwi'n gwybod os oedd hynna oedd hi'n feddwl, as in, just allan o ffordd chydig bach, mae bach o
sans yn dweud. Ie, just er mwy cynnig rhywbeth chwanegol i'r cwsmeriad sydd efo nhw'n dod, yna fe? A bod nhw'n gallu, oh, come on, Philip.
Yn union, ond oedd yn hollol dan dyn a ffonio fatha pobl asiantaeth safona bwyd, dweud bod nhw'n gwybod, sneaky.
O'n i ddim yn offi o'r gwbl.
Na.
Pan oedd Matthew, ti'n ma, yn copa efo Gwenno nhw, pan maen nhw'n sort of dathlu, ti'n ma, bach. A Matthew bod yn really nice i Gwenno yn ythetol.
Oedd Matthew wedi bod bach yn flirty hefyd, oedd yn deud ti'n bod yn edrych yn dda, fatha.
Ie.
Hei, Gwenno.
Aia.
Croeso ôl. Ti'n dechrau?
Fi mal, falle, oedd y claims nath ni'n neud o blaen bod nhw, ti'n mynd i gael y ffyr. Wel, ddim y ffyr, bys fe nawr am hynny, ond fi mal, falle, bod na dal rhyw spark fach na.
Na, na rhywbeth, de. Na rhywbeth yn mynd ymlaen yna.
Gai pwynt i bas un o hoff lanes fi yn y mis diwetha. Un o lanes Pryn, Jason, mis yma, actually.
Ond
pan oedd Jason yn cael cyfarfod efo Anest a Gwenno, a nhw'n sort of mynd trwy business plan i'r efo. Ond fel...
Pan ti'n rhedeg busnes ar wylio, oedd fi, ti sylwi pa mae'r bwysig gyda'i wyrgylch, eich e?
Cheers, ti'n rhedeg ti pizza?
E drws dweud pa mae'r bwysig gyda'i wyrgylch, o'n i?
Ti'n edrych chi pizza, Emmet.
Ie. O, brilliant.
Ie.
Ond ie, gynnu awb sy'n digwydd hwnna. I fod yn onest, fi'n falch i jyst i gweld Gwenno back in her spirits. Back to, dwi'n edrych chi'n edrych chi'n edrych. Nôl mewn good mood.
Ie.
Rhywun arall sy'n mewn tipyn o good mood yn ddiweddar yw Gloria, sydd hefyd yn gweithio yn y caffi. Ie, dyn ni heb cael ateb pendant have they or haven't they fath o beth efo Arthur a Gloria, ond mae fe'n eitha obvious bod nhw yn hygo lan.
Yndi.
Ie.
Fodd o'n di dechrau fo'r sel cist car na.
Pan ba nhw'n alw fo de yn sel cist car yng Nghymraeg? Trwmbl ydi bwyd de.
Dwi'n mynd gwybod os na fi oedd yn darllen gormod o fewn iddo, neu achos na Arthur oedd o. Ond oedd yn swnio eitha bod yn gwneud fatha uffar o euphemism. Nath o ddweud...
Di erbyn diwedd y dydd e, fe gynti garu joag y ffwrs llawn li.
Ydy yna'n euphemism?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cos if Arthur, probably was. Ond oes o'n rhywun arall sy'n eitha o na, just ffaithio, ie.
Yeah. Ar ôl y caboot. Oedd e wedi rhoi'r arian i gyd, ti o ddim cymryd ceiniog o Gloria, sydd ddim fel Arthur o gwbl.
A ti siwr ti'n eisiau ddim byd am dy draffaeth?
Ia, cymaint sy'n tangi ti, Gloria. Fyddi gysi cymaint o hwyl, de, mae'n un e'n ddigon o dal.
Ia, ti'n llygad y le, mae o wastad yn y cyfforn i ceiniog, dydy. Unrhyw esgus.
Unrhyw ffordd, a dim ots pwy, wnaeth e wastad cymryd tal.
Ia, ti'n iawn, actually.
Efyd, nes i weid cwpl o episodes yn ôl ar y podcast, bod fi'n meddwl bod y ddau o nhw efo rhyw mindset sy'n offi deals. Wel, yn amlwg, mae hwnna wedi dod nhw ati, a ni'n meddwl bysau hwnna'n dod nhw ati gilydd, a mae'n amlwg wedi, car boot sale.
Achos
ar ôl y car boot sale, wel.
Sgyn ti gynlluniau am weddill y dydd?
Na, yn milli di.
Ti dod i mewn?
Mae hwnna, mynd o'n mor wir, actually, nes i'n meddwl amdano fe fel a, ond yr hoffter am farginion a pres sydd oedd actually dead cynta nhw. A wedi, ia, wrth gwrs, fel ti dweud, ni'n gweld yn y caffi ac oedd Gloria'n hwyr i'w gwaith A Mel fatha...
Lle ti di bod?
Nes i'n cysgu dda neithiwr, cofio.
A swn i fatha cadach, swn i di dod i mewn yn gynt.
Ai.
Oh!
Oedd hefyd rhywbeth, lle fi cael ei oedd... Fy siw oedd Mel ar y ffôn i Gloria, ond oedd fi'n gweud...
Jake, sbeth rhaid ffôn lawr yn y mi?
Bwb ddim yn iawn?
Dwi'n gwybod. Just ffonio dde bod ti'n dod yn hwyr.
Fe doedd ei pam?
Na. Oedd hi'n swnio'n odd.
She's so weird. Ie, ti'n gwybod be, ella nes i ddim rhaid dau a dau fi gilydd ar y pwynt yna, ond 100% Arthur oedd efo i dau.
Mae nhw'n match made in heaven, really.
Ynddi, bendant.
Pwy oer os bydd e'n fwy na fling gan i weld?
O, ie, gobeithio ddim.
O Gloria i Mel, wedyn. Mel, di bod bach yn stressed, ynddo? Di bod yn gweithio'n galed yn y caffi.
Do, cadiras.
A ni'n absolutely lyfo pan oedd... Oedd Kelvin wedi...
Dwi wedi bwcio gwyliau ni. Hebo fi ni? Ie, wel, surprise. Caravan yn prestatyn. Yn posh fyd. Comfort plus.
Be mynd ag mae plus
yn edrych. Comfort plus, ie. O, mae rai bod comfort plus yn mynd i fod yn rhywbeth ffynnu.
Ti'n gwybod beth o weithio ti'n cael fatha one-off penoda lle maen nhw'n mynd i'r ola. Ni'n mynd i gael dydd.
Oh, please.
O, just one-off penod o fel a Kelv.
Ie.
Yn
y glaw.
Ie.
Sy'n efo'r cams.
Ie.
Falle, proposal.
Ti'n meddwl?
Dyn nhw, falle.
Ti'n meddwl?
Sa'n cael bod yn out of the question.
Na, ti'n iawn, actually. Would not put it past him, da.
Na. The third time lucky.
Ie. Yeah.
Ymlaen i gwpl arall. Wel, mae'n fwy o gwpl, really. Mae'n deulu. Goggles a Sophie. A Glenda, oh. A pawb, wrth gwrs.
Mm-hmm. Et al.
Et al, na fe. A Glenda o'r diwedd wedi wneud lan efo dylan, sort of.
Ie. Yeah.
Oedd hi dal yn, really, teimlo'n sori dros y hyn.
Oedd, oedd hi'n gymryd bach o weith crafu gen dylan, do. Oedd i ddechrau oedd Glenda ddim eisiau gwybod. A dwi'n meddwl na'r... dal grudge am beth dylan di ddeud oedd o'n byd just teimlo neu o gael ddim isio rai Nancy mewn peryg, ie.
Ie.
Ond wedyn, oedd yr busnes bydyddio ma di digwydd.
Ie.
Ac oedd dda, oedd Mel di cynnig i Sophie, o bym as a bydyddio'n gret, ac o Sophie dda, o ia, ideal, sy'n hynna'n gret, cys... Neitho, gadw mam yn brysur ymchydig a neitho na neud hi'n hapus, gret. Yeah. Dylan, ddim yn cyn iddi gael ei bydyddio. Fydda, nah. Pam sa'ch chi ddim isio Glenda nôl on site, cael fydda unlimited capan.
Fi'n gwybod, ie, yeah, mae'n ffa...
Mae'n llnau, free childcare. Ie. Yeah.
Just na fe, na fe.
A o'n i erioed i clywed am, sbeth o, be maen nhw'n gael o?
Ceremony enwi. Fi cael fydda just fel yr equivalent o, ti'n fel... priodi mewn gwesti, basically, yn ytrach na priodi
mewn
yna. Ond o'n i gain efo gytuno efo Glenda, fel...
Dwi'n meddwl na hen lol gwirion Americanaeth, dio. Ond mae'n rhyw cawn cyn i ddeud, fawr un o'r rhaid i ar gyfer rhyw serym yn ei enwi.
Glas, lefe. O, mae'n ffynnu. Ond, ie, mae wedi gytuno, a wedi prynu... dress, ti oedd yn neis i Nancy fach?
Oh, hyfryd, ffroc bach ddel, ofnadwy.
Proper cute.
Trendy iawn, fel oedden nhw'n dweud. A ti'n gwybod, nes i'n rili licio beth nath i ddeud hefyd, bod hi, a dwi'n meddwl nath i fod yn rili uddfed a meddwl agored, achos nath i ddeud fatha bod bosib cael bendith o'r seremoni. A o'n i dda, oh wow, wel chwarae teg, hwnna'n lyflu.
Ie, wrth gwrs. O, chwarae teg i Glenda.
Ia.
Un peth athyn ni'n crac y bilan efo Nancy. Fi cenni'r penod cyntaf dde, mis Mehefin, pan oedd Mair yn gadael. Oedd Mair fel gadael i fynd i'r ysgol. A ddim yn...
Cha Nancy!
A ddim oedd nhw'n just dangos clip o'r just gwyneb y babi, just fel y gorwedd yna, yn gwneud y byd. Oedd e'n rwy'n rwy'n chwerthu'n rhywbeth.
Pam, bydda.
Dwi'n gwybod, cos oedd e'n fel, Cha Nancy! A ddim just clip o'r babi, obviously, fel, Some babies ddim yn gwybod sy'n gweithio rai nhw. A hefyd, diwrnod arall, cyn rhywun i ysgol pan oedd goggles yn ei bans.
Sir, sbio golwg!
Ia, gyda bach yn weird, achos, obviously mae Mair wedi gweld â ni drones ymblaen, ond oedd fatha dal yn newid er bod...
Oedd hwnna'n weird. Oedd hwnna'n really weird.
Dydwch ddannau fynd allan o'r rŵm, neu dos di i rŵm arall, fydda paid y sefyll yna'n amser yn y trwsus chi'n ôl ond.
Hefyd, just gwsga trackies, lad. Neu gwsga shorts. Come on. Wel, sy'n neb yn disgwyl ti gwsga three-piece suit.
Na, guys, pam ti efo crutches. O ia, oedd hynna, dyna ddigwyddodd e, achos oedd yr trwsus yn dyn amdano fo. Nath oedd nhw'n detention, a wedyn nath o just gweithi, bydda.
Bit weird, Desi!
Dwi'n meddwl bod o ddeitha gach yn drons, dwi'n meddwl. Cys y gwyna bod just fydda, oh god, oh god. A dwi'n meddwl ni streinio gymaint. Ond just i rhwygo o'r trwsus, ie.
Ie, dreion am e. Nath ni sôn yn cwic am Mair ac Anna a kids eraill. O, gafon ni olygfa, well, un o'r prif bethau yn y mis diwethaf, mae Johan, di bod yn absolute nightmare, a little psycho bach. Y math gweitha o psycho fel Babi Mami psycho.
Ti'n iawn. Di'n llygad o le, Babi Mam ydy o dde.
Anna di bod mor neis i fe, a fe'n taflu rucksack i ar y to.
Och.
Rude.
Dim hogia math, ond un hogyn.
Bwy te?
Johan.
Horrible dde. Horrible.
Ond nath hwnna hefyd arwain i ni'n gweld y spark yn cael ei ail o leio rhwng Evan a Mali.
Diolch Evan. Ia, diolch.
Ynddo?
Ia, do, ti'n iawn. Maen nhw'n raddol di bod yn mynd yn ôl yn agos, da.
Ynddo, ie.
Achos bod o di bod yn ôl y bag a dymolodd Mali yn rili gwerthfawrogi bod o di gwneud hynna.
Oedd, ond na ryw look neis. A hefyd, ar ôl hynny wedyn, efo'r clean-up thing yna.
Ia. Wrth y môr, yr hel o plastig o'r môr, ie.
Yeah. Oedd e wedi rhoi enw i lawr, enw fe lawr, a nath i weld hwnna fel gwenu.
Ia.
A yn amlwg, ers i'r fam troi'n ôl an, yn ei siarad bach mwy am hwnna, mewn eiliad. Ond ia, ers hynny, mae hi wedi bod yn rhaid gefnogol. A fi meddwl, maen nhw back on the cards.
Ti'n meddwl?
So, it's gotta be fe.
Dwi'n gwybod. Maen nhw mewn lle da, dydy. Mae'r perthynas nhw mewn lle da.
Yeah.
So dyma, ydyn nhw'n mynd i fod yn gariadon, ta ydyn nhw'n just mynd i fod oedd a brod a chwaer.
Oh my gosh, ie, wir, felly byd nhw.
Dwi'n mwyn gwybod, os ydyn just mynd i plato, ie, ne, dwi'n mwyn gwybod.
Stori arall o Mali wedi bod yn rhedeg efo'r busnes clir o lan y môr ma. Oedd hi a Caitlin wedi dechrau gwerthu, wel, dechrau creu rhyw gelf. Ynddo, allan o'r sbwriel yma.
Ie, full tech.
Oedd e'n eitha ffynnu pan oedd John, oedd Rhys di cyfynso John i prynu un o'r darnau o Caitlin.
A, sa dad yn licio prynu un o dy weithiau celf di amal i roi'n swyddfa fa ma. He? A cofio godi dwbl yn yma fyd.
Dwi'n lyfio gweld pobl fel, pobl sy'n bach yn tight efo i cash a maen nhw, fydde mewn sefyllfa lle maen nhw'n gorau gwario, a dda, oh god.
Ond e hefyd yn ffynnu, pan oedd hi wedi dangos y thing i fel John O'Shan, lle cynta, a ddweud fel...
Be, di pobl prynu stwff i la?
Ond, sy'n ni'n gwario ar hwnna. Ond, fi'n credu, y peth mwyaf sy'n dod mas o hwn, wel, di heb digwydd eto, ond nath nhw ffeindio rhyw bracelet neu rhywbeth, ynddo?
Alla bod i werth, bos di?
Ad Mali fel, oh, gaded, bydd hwnna yn werth dim byd. Ond nath Caitlin roed yn ei ffocer hi.
Mae'n wbeth felly bydd.
Wel, mae'n rhaid.
Mae'n wbeth, sti, mae'n wbeth fi cefn pen fi bod na rhywun di llichio fo, a da ni di gweld o blaen rhywun yn llichio'r bracelet neu di golli fo.
Oh, ti'n meddwl?
A dwi yn, sti, dwi ddim yn cofio be. Ond dwi'n siŵr nath rhywun fynd efo metal detector i chwilio amdano fo, ne. Ella bo fi'n drysu'r straeon. Ella bo fi'n hollol drysu, dwi'n gwybod. Ond ia, os da chi fans o podlediad yn cofio yna, please dydwch. Achos mae bygio fi chyd yn bach yn gwneud gor i fynd i fydda'n llichio fo.
Ah, falle.
Dwi'n cofio be, rhywun efo metal detector, I don't know.
Bed? Oh, gosh. Pwy oer?
Dwi'n gwybod.
Digon posib.
Efyd, efo Caitlin, ia, oedd un lein, dwi'n gwybod sy'n sylwi, lein really funny, ac oedd oedd massive tongue twist e, ond dwi'n disgynnu fel.
Nice.
So, pan oedd nhw'n y garage oedd o, a ddim hi'n dweud, sa'n syniad i chdi slofi lawr dros speed bumps, mae sensors yn sensitif a slap sydyn yn gallu gael effaith yn nhw. Oh my gosh!
Ia, yeah, efallai sa'n syniad i chdi slofi lawr dros speed bumps, efallai, mae sensors yn sensitif a slap sydyn yn gallu gael effaith yn nhw.
Nice!
Mae'n i'n stres dy glwad o... Oh my gosh, ti o deud hynna? Ti'n tai gwerag... gwaith ar ôl paint.
Ia, yeah, efallai sa'n syniad i chdi slofi lawr dros speed bumps, efallai, mae sensors yn sensitif a slap sydyn yn gallu gael effaith yn nhw.
Oh, glass. Love it.
Oh, fair play, yeah, da iawn.
Fi di bod yn really mwynhau Caitlin y mechanic. Gosh, fi'n proud iawn o Caitlin. A mae'n amlwg bod John a Sharon hefyd. Mae just yn lovely.
Yndi, a mae'n amlwg yn really keen a mae di ffeindio rhywbeth mae'n really mwynhau. A ti'n gwybod, mae'n y bres decent i'n neud o fod y mechanic.
Di, oes.
Mae'n dewis gyrfa, llwybr gyrfa really da iddi hi.
Yndi, 100%.
A mae'n just yn really cool bod hi'n dewis y llwybr yna
yeah.
sydd yn fatha dilyn John sydd ddim yn dad maeth iddi hi. A mae dad, yeah. so mae'n fatha proper plentyn iddo fo, mae'n really sweet.
Ie. Yeah. Pwyr y teg, a John yn amlwg yn mynd i talu hi fynd i'r coleg. A dal talu full age. O, mae gyd yn hyfryd.
Yndi.
I wish with John bod bach mwy cefnogol o potential promotion Sian, ond...
Ie.
Gael jyst bach yn gytyn oedd yna, bod e'n i fel dych ydych mygu nhw'n fath o retire o ba, slow o lawr. Ei!
Ia.
Mae dal amser, tio.
Ia, oedd o'r rhys, oedd o'r rhys di cyfynisio fo fyd, oedd o'r cerdded ar arfordir, cael camp y fan, sgota, a wedyn oedd o fatha, Sian fatha, ie na, dwi'n dod yn gweithio glesa chwan, so, see you.
Ie, o, na fe, chwer y teg iddi, tio, mae'n gopar bach da.
Yndi, a ti'n gwybod beth ydyn nhw angen y pres i'r Caitlin drwy coleg fydd, so.
O, iau, bydd, mae'n union. Nes i'n really fwynhau, hi, actually, pan ddoth i gael sgwrs efo Ellen yn y caffi, a ddi'n rhoi fel gyro lowdown o beth o'n meddwl i fod yn fel, ti'n ar ôl Domas o Carchar, a ddi'n fel, ti'n gweud, drefn, basically. A fi'n sôn nawr, obviously, am Emma. Och, gas, hwrdw arall ar y sîn. Wel, so, ti'n ei siarad bach yn barod am Johan yn bod yn... annoying as heck. So, oedd e actually'n cothi tymor ar Ellen at one point, oedd e'n gweud...
Bae hi di hyn i gyd. Sy'n mam di aros yn gweld ni heblaw bod honna di dyfetha bob dim.
Os reit ar ôl hwnna, y mateb, thyr, oedd e'n gweud i Johan, oedd e'n gweud i'n really high pitch, oedd e'n fel...
Johan!
Johan! Oedd e'n fel... Oh, nid i'n chwerthyn. Oedd e'n really funny.
Johan!
Boi na just isio absolute chwip dyn, dydy.
Dyn proper. Oh, angen ala fe i borstal. Fi'n meddwl bod e, fe yw villain newydd ni, fe yw'r dyn drwg at fel, fe yw'r sort of Iestyn Barry nesa.
Ia, ti'n iawn, mae just yn psycho, dydy. As i'n meddwl, mae'n gallu bod yn nice as pie, a mae fe Gwen mor anwyl a lyflu. O wedyn mae o'n troi mewn i gymaint o psycho.
Special laptop e?
Top!
Oh, nuts!
Da, do! Yeah. Oh my gosh! O'n i'n mynd i sgwyl hynna. A hefyd, fatha, ddim yn poenus yn cael ei ddal, da. Mae hynna'n arwydd o.
Yeah.
Just, ddim yn poeni o gwbl.
A tio, pawb yn trol helpu fe. Tio, Ellen yn cymryd y bai am y laptop.
Ia. Yeah.
Wedyn oedd Mali wedyn yn gweud i fe'n ysgol, gweud fel...
Mae pawb yn dall bod y busnes efo dyfan wedi bod yn anodd i chdi.
A wedyn, pan oedd fi'n cofio, oedd y bitlu, nath e gweud iddi hi... O, ti'n swnio'n union fath o mam chdi, a oedd hi fel...
Ti'n gwybod be, hwnna ydy'r compliment mwyaf dwi wedi gael ystalwm. Mae mam wasod yn rhoi pobl eraill o flaen hi hun. Dyna sy'n gwneud hi'n fam a ffrind mor dda.
Yes, Mali. Ti a Ellen yn ledge.
Ia, yeah. Ynddi.
Er bod, dwi fe, Ellen. Mae hi'n bach yn psycho efo'r whole thing ma. Fi'n gwybod bod yn amlwg yn stressful, ond... Sa'n cael ei bod hi mewn position i bod yn... Ti'n mynd yn genfigennus yn gweld nhw'n chwerthyn ti fas ti pizza a pethau fel da.
Ie, yna bach yn fatha, ti'n mynd eich di bach da.
Ie, mae Llyr yn onest iawn o fi, a'n agored, a ti'n mynd dweud fel...
Ond mi jyst eisiau dygoffa di, bo fi'n digaru di, a mae ti yw'r peth gorau sydd wedi digwydd i fi ers blynydde.
Mae'n bod yn really nice iddi, ond mae'n...
Ynddi, mae o, yn bod yn really nice. A mae llir mae'n lle mor gas, achos yn unig beth mae o isio ydy'r gorau i'w blant o.
Yeah.
Dyna i gyd. So, o'n i chydig bach fatha, oh my gosh, mae di rhoi show home i Emma. Ond, mae o'n gwybod beth sy'n mynd i gadw Johan yn hapus ydy cadw am o'n cysylltiad efo'i fam.
Yeah, na pam, mae di, of course.
A fatha cael perthynas normal efo'i fam. So, oedden nhw'n byw fe gilydd, a wedyn mae jyst yn mynd i jail. So, yn amlwg mae Johan mynd i fod eisiau sleepovers a bethau dydy, a pick up where they left off. Ond, diolch yn mynd i adael i'w fab fynd i dy a fiach na di, so.
Yeah.
Ond wedyn, yn amlwg, da ni'n hefyd yn gallu gweld mae Emma'n conniving de.
Yndi, mae definitely.
Mae'n achwyn gyfanna de.
Yeah. I mean, ni'n gwybod hwnna, yn lle gyntaf, diolch mae yn berson dan dyn, mae'n mynd i jail am fel fraud, basically. So, ni'n gwybod bod hi'n capable o fynd tu ôl i cefn y pobol, o fod yn sneaky, o twyllio pobol. A sy'n ni'n meddwl dal lot o hwnna i ddod.
Ia, a dwi'n meddwl mae Ellen yn gweld hynna. Mae hi'n kind o gweld beth di Emma. A mae'n poeni am hynna, poeni dros llir ar hogia.
Ia, yeah, definitely.
A hefyd, oh my god, ia, sori, ond mae'n to ridiculous oedd o, bod hi, oedd Ellen di picio allan, ia.
Ia.
A nath i fod nôl, oedd Emma'n di tynnu chicken allan o pop tin.
Oh, hi.
Oedd o'n mad, oh my gosh.
O'n i'n hollol grwff yn sbio ar y teli fatha, ydy hi'n serious.
Dim ond bach o grefi sy'n angen wneud.
Sa'i'n lygoi, sa'i'n lygoi.
Na, dwi'n lygoi, dwi'n mynd tristio'r ddynas a dwi'n tamad, de.
Na, mae'n mynd i fod, mae heb os, mwy o ddrama, mae'n mynd i fod ar y ffordd yn y stori yna.
O, hefyd, ia, un pwynt arall, e.
Ie.
Dylai fi'n chwerthu'n o leitha fyny bod y llir di gael dodgy sushi.
Ie! Ie!
Byd i'n well ar ôl bwyd, a mae gennau ddigon i'w dirai yna ni.
O, hynna'n eitha ffynnu, ond o hynna'n weird bod oedd Emma di picio heibio fo fatha camomile tea a
yeah,
di siarad am stymog o pam, o iawn, di mellu ffita ddim byd a wch, taw.
Ie, ych a fi. Fi'n lli, sain eich gofna. Fi'n lli imagine o hyn fel drygo fe neu rhywbeth pan fi'n mynd draw i'r fflat a fel, ti'n fel bod e'n fel treulio'r noson wedyn a bod hi'n gweud, wedyn ti aros draw, dydd o blaen, neu rhywbeth fel na, dwi.
Ia, a wedyn, ia, fydd o'n gorfod i clwyddo atho Ellen a, och, god. Mae'n obeth yn mynd i ddigwydd, beth le.
Rhywun fi'n meddwl sy'n dod mlaen y dda iawn efo Emma yw, wel, criminal arall y pentre, sef Barry Hardy, wrth gwrs. A gosh, mae'r Avengers yn dechrau cracol lawr arno fe. Mae Danny Rhys Aiolo, the Zoom Dream Team.
The Zoom Dream Team!
Da ni methu cyfarfod yn gyhoeddus, o gofyn i Barry neu unrhyw yn arall yn gweld ni.
Oh my gosh, maen nhw yn really yn fel detectives ar, o'n
oh my god, oedd yna really funny, oedd bod oedd nhw'n meddwl, dwi a sortio sut i dda o Barry, dro Zoom, ond dwi'n meddwl, dwi'n dad, mae'n hollol i sens. A ond, oedd yna i fi, dwi'n meddwl, bach yn anxious, o'n i'n meddwl, pam gyda chi'n meddwl un headphone i fewn, mae pob mynd i glod y sgwrs i gyd, dwi'n dad,
meddwl,
sa'ch ddim yn rhoi dau i fewn combo na rhywun yn dotiol i chdi, ond dwi'n meddwl, swn i'n rhoi headphones i fewn, ie, un o leia.
O'n i bach yn gytyr hefyd bod fel iolo heb wneud fel silly background. Fel, o, sbiwch dwi'n o'r Alps! Fel yna'n typical iolo, mae dyma.
Dyma, 100%
o, dwi'n spes!
Fe di dweud hynna, iolo, dwi'n un oedd y gorau bod fydd y dewr allan o bawb, a gorau mynd i'r container lle oedd Barry yn lle fod yn lle mae'n supposedly yn cadw i bethau drw.
Oedd hwnna dodgy. Fi jyst yn meddwl, jyst constantly fi'n meddwl, jyst ffoniwch y polis, boys. Jyst gwedwch fel, we have reason to believe fel, bod hwn yn digwydd. Recently wedi siarad yn hawdd. So chi angen mynd mewn a gweld mae fyna yw e, chi? Chi dys angen fel, gallai fod unrhyw un sy'n reporto Barry, really. Dim just un o'n nŵtri. Ti'n gallu fod y ffwrdd ffermwr, Ledge, by the way. Absolutely caru'r ffermwr.
Lyfio'r ffermwr.
O, love it, brilliant.
O, na chdi, wel, illa ddwn i eto fo, illa nes o'n nes o'n fi camion. A chdi rhywun oedd yn briliant yn ei rôl, da.
Ew, sior tora, diolch fawr.
Dwi'n mynd i'n rili joio. Ar ôl ffermwr i olo siarad efo'r ffermwr. Oedd e fel cerdd yr ofn really quick. Oedd e fel edrych nôl, oedd e'n sprint. Oh, mor ffynnu.
A ia, a wedyn yn amlwg, so Iolo di mynd yna, a oedd Danny fod i trio cadw Barry yn y caffi doedd er mwyn I fo gael mynd I fusnesu. Oedd hi'n thic? Pam wnaeth hi'n gael brecwast? Neu, pam nad? Oedd e, what? A fydda cael o beth full English sy'n mynd I gymru hir I wneud, ia.
Ie. Neu jyst bod fel, o Barry, dwi'n teimlo'n dda, y babi, ia.
Ia. Dwi'n meld y lefi fynd I weld y doctor neu rhywbeth sydd efo fi.
Ie. Chos mae'r teg I Barry, ddim chwarae teg. O gosh, fel ni'n gweud pen y diwethaf, mae fe definitely gaslight o fi. Mae fe definitely yn trio fi'n y ffordd mas hefyd, ond mae fe obviously dal yn really scary.
Yndi.
Ie.
Yndi. Na, o ddi fel, ie. Bech, fel ia, da ni'n gaslighted. Ond mae o'n tri ora yn deud, nath o gyfarfod efo Mick eto do, a...
Ie.
Just tri ora I fod dda, dwi'n sio nid o, a wedyn Mick dda, I'm tired. Tired, yeah. I'm trying to worm your way out.
Class. Yeah, sy'n lyfod boi na. Fi'n falch bod nhw wedi yn sort of mynd I wyrm o Jason mewn i'r holl beth hefyd.
Nes I licio hynna, de.
Cos mae Jason yn mynd I seto lan at diweddglo even mwy juicy. A rhyw, Ben, obviously, maen nhw'n mynd I cael ei dal. Mae rhywun yn mynd I cael ei dal. A rhyw bryd, fi'n meddwl, bydd Jason efo, John nhw, a bydde fel, ti di mynd rhi bell, wan, Barry, rhywbeth fel na. Ti'n mynd fel?
Dwi'n mynd gwybod, ia, fatha nath Jason a ddeud, mae o'n frawd I fi.
Mae rhaid bydde'n helpu yn y diwedd, mae'n rhaid.
Ti'n meddwl?
Ie.
O, dwi'n mynd gwybod, ie. Dwi'n mynd gwybod. Dwi'n gobeithio yn eitho, dwi'n gobeithio. Ond dwi'n mynd gosod I gwaed yn dewech na dŵr fyd, ta'n fydd Jason yn y hun. Ond surely mae'n mynd I weld, ytha bod mae pawb mae Barry'n cyffwrdd yn cael ei brifo, dydy. Mae'n a batrwm, does. So mae rhaid bod yn gweld hynna, a... Wel, ie, mae Danny bechod wedi bod drwyddi, a oedd hwn I'n meddwl am chydig bod I'n mynd I gygwarod o'r babi.
A fi yn falch nath I ddim, just achos...
A fi.
Just achos fi'n meddwl bod Danny'n fam, golew.
O, fi'n fam, briliant.
Tio, mae'r ffaith fod Barry mor scary, bod yn gyrru I ystyried, tio.
Ie.
Mae David, sydd oedd y storyline erthyliad, basically'r un pryd a news erthyliad yn America.
Wa, oedd o'n mor amserol, doedd.
Oedd?
Ie, oedd o'r shivers ofnadwy fi, actually, achos oedd y penderfyniad yna newydd gael ei wneud.
Ie, mad.
A'r, just ie, dewis gyn Danny, oedd wedi dewis cadw o er mor anodd fydd o.
Ie.
Ond yna, di peth di methu cadw'r babi efo Barry dal yn ei bywyd, cys mae jyst yn mynd I fod yn uffer ni hi ar y babi, doedd.
Ynddi. Oh, gosh, gael I weld. Ond, ie, amser a ddengis.
Falle
bod yn bryd I ni fynd draw'r caffi I gael bach o insight. Un o'r cymeriadau, wel, un o'r hoff cymeriadau ni, let's be honest, ers I ni ddechrau'r podcast yma. Mae John McGrellis yn aros I ni, a.k.a. Mich. Joining us now in the caffi for a chat, and we're very excited about this, I have to say, is John McGrellis, a.k.a. Mick. Welcome to the podcast. It's mad. We were posting on our Instagram stories and round our own Instagram stories, sort of saying that you were coming on the podcast, and people have been so excited.
Yeah.
No way.
We've had more questions. We'll get into the questions from the viewers later. I think we've had more questions for you than for any of the other characters.
Anyone
actors.
Else?
Wow. Yeah. I'm flattered. Mind you, I suppose you don't get many English characters on, do you? Especially Scousers.
How long have you been on? Well, how long has the round-a-round stint been going on now? How long have you been playing, Mick?
I think there's still one or two scenes to air, but I started last October, September, October-ish it was. So, as you know, I pop in and out for certain episodes to... You know, help with the Gwion storyline, Barry. But yeah, it's been quite a decent run. You know, as an actor, it's nice to have a bit, continuous bit of work instead of sort of one day here and there. So yeah, it's been going on quite a while.
How did you come about getting the role of Mick? What were they looking for?
It's a funny story, really, Dylan, because I went in to do one episode in 2017 or 2018.
Oh, yeah.
And the episode was set in Liverpool, and the couple, Kelvin and Kelvin, they were going to Liverpool for the weekend, and they needed a scout security guard.
Nice. So
basically, their little lad popped something in the bag in the shop that they were in, and I accused him of shoplifting. Oh so my gosh. That was how my round the round journey started, was back
when
in,
was that then?
I think it was around 2018. I want to say 2018.
I feel like I remember that, you know. I feel like I remember.
Yeah, it was set, as I say, the episode was set in Liverpool, but we filmed obviously down in Anglesey in a Matalan. So obviously it was a great day, you know, really enjoyed it and had a good laugh with the crew and the cast and stuff like that. Yeah. And then fast forward to October last year, and I just got a call off my agent out the blue, and she said, do you remember that round the round that you'd done, the episode? And I said, oh yeah, yeah. And she said, well, do you want you to play this bad guy, Mick? And I was like, okay. And that was it, basically, yeah. So it was a nice little phone call to get.
Class.
So was it always going to be this character, Mick, and you're going to be coming back every so often? Because I remember when we started this podcast, we've got a feature called Extra or Cameo of the Week. And obviously Mick was our favourite extra and cameo. But then you're popping up every week. And we're like, well, this is a character. It's not just an extra or cameo.
As I said, I had no idea what to expect, really. I was just sent the script, and it was just one scene originally. But it just, I think there was an idea for it to carry on and part of Barry's storyline, really. So, I mean, as an actor, you just say, you know, I'd love to do that and hope it carries on. It was a really, really interesting experience the first day, because obviously everyone speaks Welsh on the set. And so, you know, that
bizarre.
I need, well, you know, being a scouser, I need subtitles myself. So it was just a good laugh. And Gwion, who plays Barry, told me, he said, your character, Mick, has been mentioned for years.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
So
he said, like, you're a bit of a legend. Like, who's Mick? Who's Mick?
He said,
I'm not sure if I should be saying this, really, but he said it's been used as a bit of a device, you know, like when he needs time off or he's on holiday and stuff like that. And he'd say, you know, oh, I'm going to see Mick in Liverpool. You know what I mean? So it was that kind of thing. So me and him just come up with a bit of a brief backstory, how they knew each other,
fantastic.
Things like that.
I love that.
It's so it was cool. It's cool. And Gwion, you know, who plays Barry, he's such a lovely man.
Yeah.
And as you know, all of my scenes were with him. So it was it was an absolute joy. We just had the best laugh, and sometimes a little bit too much. You know, and that's all I'll say on that. But you know, when you're trying to play this big, hard guy, and you know, you keep cracking up because he's like looking at you, pulling a little face and stuff like that. It was
class.
I imagine. So did Gwion kind of, or the production team kind of fill you in of all the storyline that was going on involving Barry then, or would you just turn up, say the lines, and not understand what's going on at all?
Occasionally. Sometimes I'd have to ask for clarification on what had happened in the episode. Or previous episode. But, you know, as an actor, really, Mick wouldn't know that anyway. You know, he'd know he'd know what he knows, and he'd be sent there for a certain reason by Pat. So it was important for me as John to know what was going on.
Yeah.
But you can't play that anyway, you know what I mean?
Okay. So
In terms of Round the Round itself as a show, then you said you played the bodyguard a few years ago. Had you heard about Round the Round before doing the sort of the first extra work and then playing Mick?
Well, first of all, it was a security guard. It wasn't as exciting as a bodyguard, but you know, I wish it was. In my mind, I was playing a bodyguard, but it was a security guard in Matalan. I had, because I had a friend who'd done a few episodes on, is it Publicum?
Yeah, Publicum.
Did I pronounce that right?
Publicum,
Publicum.
Yeah.
And then through that, I found out about Round Around as well, because it's been going for years, hasn't it? Round Around.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, since the early 90s.
I was aware how popular it was, especially since Mick started appearing in the actual episodes. Because my Twitter followers went up massively.
No way.
I had a massive influx of Welsh followers.
Yes.
So thank you, and hello if you followed. Yeah. But I've had some lovely messages off people, and it was really surprising, to be honest, because it's such a small part. you know, and as I say, I'm popping in and out, and people have just been really, really receptive of the character. And, you know, when you're playing a bad guy, you know, you hope that you've done a little bit of subtext work, you know, so like you're not playing him completely bad. And that's hard to do in like sometimes in a few lines, do you know what I mean? But I think people are getting that he's not like an out and out villain. There's a bit of heart to him as well. And, you know, he does have this long term relationship with Barry. So that's been lovely. People have been really, really nice.
It's definitely true what you say, like, because everyone knows he's obviously a dodgy bloke, but he is kind of a nice guy. There's a line by Jason, Ewan Vaughan's character, where someone mentions Mick and he's like, oh, Mick's a nice guy.
Yeah. But that, you see, that's the thing. That's how you build these characters, because you can't just go by what you say. You've got to say by what other people say about you as well. Yeah. And, you know, there were certain clues there that, you know, without delving into it, obviously I'll ask him for a bit more information. That's where we realised, well, because I've done a scene with Ewan, and, you know, we had a chat before, and I said, so I've probably known you since you were a kid. You know, I've always just been, all right, lad, you're all right, mate. Maybe like one of them, you know, when I go in.
Yeah.
So that was nice, because we got to get a bit of depth to that scene as well.
Yeah.
But it was great working with Ewan as well. He's another cracking lad.
Yeah, he's great.
Everyone is. It sounds so cliche as an actor to come on something like this and be like, oh, darling, everyone was so lovely and fantastic. Director was a joy to work with. But honestly, it was so much fun, so much fun. And everyone's so down to earth. I loved it. It's great.
Oh, brilliant.
Did you have a nice time being, you know, over in North Wales as well to do the filming?
Oh, yeah. Well, Anglesey's beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. So, I mean, I used to do, say, like 2 days at a time. So I'd stop over in Menai Bridge around that area. And then some days I'd just be called for like one shot or, what you know, one scene. So, I was just back and forth, really. But it's a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I've been saying to my partner, Kirsty, that we must go for like a weekend, because I've been telling her, hello, Kirsty, by the way, if you're watching.
In your head then, when he became Mick, did you join both characters up, as if maybe he was a security guard a few years back?
I played with that. I actually did play with the idea of doing that, but... It just didn't fit. I did toy with the idea, but I thought, no, this is a completely different character. So there's no point really. It's the security guard part wasn't anything notable where people would go, oh, he played the security guard in 2017. Do you know what I mean? So it was more work than was necessary.
Did you give him a backstory at all then in your head?
I did, yeah. I mean, I always try to. I mean, it's not always essential, as I say, you know, when the scenes are quite short, it's not essential. But for me, as an actor, I always make certain decisions because I think that affects the character, essentially.
Yeah.
So I did have a bit of a backstory for Mick,
What kind of decisions?
Well, just his family status, where he was from in Liverpool, what type of man he was, you know, the fact that he's on this decline himself.
Okay.
I personally made the decision that he's just as much as Barry has been caught up in this lifestyle. Now he's at a point where, I mean, again, this is not on paper, this is just my choice, is that he was put in a position where he's had to turn a bit on Barry because it's his neck on the line back in Liverpool. So he's got caught up with Pat.
He doesn't want to cross paths.
And then it's spiraled out of control. And now suddenly he's in too deep himself. And that's where you're starting to see, towards the end of my scenes, you're seeing a little bit more edge to Mick, because it's like, listen, you're not the one that has to deal with this in Liverpool. Yeah. It's me. So you sort it out.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. You know what I mean? We've seen that quite recently, I think, where it did feel kind of at the start that Mick and Barry were a bit more level, and even though Mick was always the boss, they felt a bit more like pals.
Yeah.
And now it does feel a bit more like, right, Mick. Mick's kind of more threatening in a way, isn't he, towards Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, obviously, Barry's trying to get out, and Mick knows that, but he's like, just keeps him in the corner, really. And with Coppa, you know, getting the cleaner in without Barry even having any say in it.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, that was kind of what I was going for. It was always going to get a little bit more heated and heated because that's what I'm faced with in Liverpool. So when I'm having to come to Anglesey to check up on what Barry's doing at Coppa, you know, that's more stress for me. So hopefully it did escalate nicely. And, you know, you can't play it too much, but you do want to see that there's a stress on Mick's side as well. And it's not always being a bad guy for the sake of being a bad guy. It's because there's a lot of pressure on him back home.
Yeah, fair.
Definitely. Yeah.
Speaking of back home in Liverpool, we've got a few questions from the viewers. I'm guessing this means something to people that live in Liverpool, but Iwan Williams wanted to know, and I'm not sure whether these are directed to John or Mick. Iwan Williams wanted to know, what colour's your bin?
Purple.
Purple.
Purple. Purple for the normal rubbish.
Yeah.
Blue for the recycling. And green for the garden stuff, you know, like the grass and stuff like that. Although they don't collect them anymore, and they should.
Oh, that's annoying. Thomas Lynch, Rhys H and Dav Jones all want to know, Liverpool or Everton?
Liverpool. Mighty Reds.
Nice. I'm guessing Mick was Liverpool as well, then.
No, I'll play them as an Evertonian. Could you not tell?
Is it Round and Round? I've actually filmed in Goodison Park back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For Kelvin's, I think, second wedding.
Yeah.
Or first wedding.
Oh, right. Funny. Couldn't he get Anfield now?
A few people have asked, Cady Angharad and Owen Pritchard and Mally Haf, and I think, unless you've been acting up until this point, is the Scouse accent a real accent?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It's, to be honest, it's softened a lot over the years, and you're probably going, what? But I tend to do like different accents for different things. So I'm currently drilling this Cockney accent for something that might be coming up for me. So it's softened a lot over the years, but you just turn it on, off and on for different things, don't you, really? But Liverpool born and bred, best city in the world.
Oh,
yeah, it's a good city. What else kind of acting do you enjoy doing? Are you more of a TV or sort of theatre person? What do you enjoy?
Well, historically, I was trained in theatre. I started acting when I was about 13, doing school drama clubs and stuff like that. And then I went on to a youth theatre in Liverpool. And then I packed that in when I was like 17. And I got a girlfriend and got a normal job, and I was living at home, so I was making good money, you know. And I just thought, oh, I'll go back to that. I was just enjoying being young, basically.
Yeah.
And then from there, I woke up one day with a hangover. Actually, I just thought, right, this is stupid. I believed I was born to be an actor, and I thought, right, you've got one chance, you've got to go for it. So I enrolled in the community college, Liverpool Community College, and I'd done like an HND in theatre.
Cool.
And then I went to drama school straight from there. So I went to Bristol Old Vic. So
nice.
I'm kind of classically theatrically trained. So the first part of my career was all theatre. And then I got a break on an ITV drama. And then since then, I've not done any theatre. So it's all been TV since then.
Nice.
Which has been cool, yeah. So it's very different. You know, it's being a theatre performer. It's big. Everything's got to be big. And I remember when my agent started sending me up for TV auditions, and the casting directors would be like, whoa, too much. Bring it down. Think about this little box that you're in, you know. So, mostly TV now. And that's where I'd like it to stay, because I'm so passionate about screen acting and films and stuff like that. So I think that was always my goal, really, is to get onto screen acting.
Class. Nice.
Fantastic. Do you have any kind of tips or anything for any actor starting out?
The biggest tip that I would give you as an actor is to always, always stay true to yourself and never try and be anything that you think an actor is meant to be.
Okay. Mm.
Because I fell into that trap myself for many years. You know, you see actors and they're all talking in a certain way and blah, blah, blah. And it's insecurity. You know, if you can own who you are in an audition and just be so comfortable, be nervous, yeah, because I'm nervous doing this. This is, you know, stuff like this. It doesn't come naturally to me.
Yeah.
But an audition, I think they want to see the real person.
Yeah.
They want to know that you're, A, probably first of all, you're going to be nice to work with.
Yeah.
And that's really important. So always be yourself, be friendly. Obviously, try and do a good audition because that helps.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's just never giving up. It's learning to take rejection and sometimes looking at yourself and saying, okay, could I have done that better, that audition or that play or that TV show or whatever? And just constantly learning and never, ever, ever think, oh, I've got this now.
Mm.
Because that's when you'll trip up. So it's allowing yourself to learn every single day.
Nice. That's some good advice.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
A couple more people have asked. A couple of people have asked. Welsh Fairy and Elined Williams, did you pick up any Welsh words whilst acting on Run the Round?
Diolch.
Hey. Nice.
Everyone was so lovely because they just, you know, even though it is a Welsh-speaking set, everyone was just very inclusive and just spoke in English when I was there, which they didn't have to, but they did. Mm. And it's a fascinating language to listen to. It really is.
Is it?
I just love listening to everyone.
Nice.
Great.
Dayo Jones wanted to know, this is a good one, what would be in Mick's Tinder bio? Is he a long walk on the beach kind of guy?
Tinder bio, that's boss. Wow. You've got me there, mate. Chunky Monkey from Liverpool.
Love it. I love it.
Full stop, that's it.
Nice. Oh, that's class.
That's hilarious.
Oh, nice.
Love it. There's one other one from Welsh Fairy, 82. What's the best thing about working on Round the Round? I'd be curious to know that as well.
Honestly, the cast and crew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever felt so comfortable and so relaxed on a TV project. And I'm not just saying that. I genuinely mean that. I used to come home and say to Kirsty, my partner, God, that was so relaxed. That was so relaxed. And don't get me wrong, the schedules are like a fast paced. So, you know, you'll be turning a scene out sometimes in 40 minutes. And that's like all shots. So it's quite fast paced, but it's just, it feels a bit like a family. Everyone knows each other. Everyone knows the job. Obviously the cast are all like very tight knit. Everyone gets on. So I'd say that's it really. That's my favorite thing. Yeah.
And have you enjoyed your time on Round the Round as well?
Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly. And who knows, I might be back at some point.
Yeah, who knows? Well, yeah, I think we've definitely still got some scenes with you to go. Honestly, we've really enjoyed having you on our screens.
Thank you.
You've done a really good job in bringing Mick to life. And,
yeah,
and it's been lovely talking to you today. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you. And thanks for all the lovely messages and stuff. Appreciate it, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, John McGrannis. Thank you very much. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, just a boy, lovely, innit? Just fel, a scouser, that's so nice for me.
Oh, ti'n gwybod e, dwi eto i gyfarfod scouser sydd ddim yn berson neis. Chwara teg, just, oi, lovely.
Ai, ti'n gwybod e, fi'n rili gobeithio bydd Mick yn cael cyfle. Os mae yn dyflannu'n fi an, bod e'n cael cyfle iddo nôl rhywbryd, achos, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Diolch yn gael on John McGrellis. Ewch i ddilyna, ewch i gefnogi e.
Yeah.
Lovely man. Right, amser nawr am...
Extra yn cario ymys.
O'n o dipyn o extras mis yma, dwi'n meddwl, a Sawlyn yn hyddi mench, dwi'n meddwl oedd midwaith Danny yn briliant.
Lle'n nhw'n ffurflenni fyddwn ni bore yma?
Hi ddoth rownd oedd Barry di methu'r appointment doedd yeah. Danny dri arbenn un. A ti'n meddwl, oedd yn pwynt eitha tynged fenol yn y stori, achos dwi'n meddwl oedd Danny yn meddwl bod Barry di troi'r cornel, ond doedd o ddim yn
meddwl. Yeah, exactly.
Ond na, brilliant, good acting.
Nes i'n rili fwynhau y boi yn y penod cynta, penod 43. Boi nath dod i set o CCTV lan.
Cofio, bo fi eisiau rhaid ti allan fe.
Good work.
Shout out i'r pobol nath osod y peiriant coffi i Gwenno yn yr horwth peth yna. Hollol top of the range.
Ai, full on top of the range.
Diolch am y diosod o de. Iawn, siwr, ffynnu os oes problem.
Ai. A wedyn oedd un bit arall yn y yard, oedd Gwenno'n fod yn annoying yn y cymdir yn trio symud cadeiria a bethau.
Dwi'n meddwl ddwn i'n or i bryd eto i drefnu.
Sa ti ddim yn gader, sgwrs wedi symud gader? Ond hefyd, oedd e'n ffynnu, cos oedd e'n fel proper fel... Ti'n meddwl pan mae plentyn drwg yn gofod symud yn y dosbarth, mae'n drago'r cader i ochr awr yn stafell. Oedd e'n very much fel na fel, och, dwi'n stryglan.
Neu dati, ie.
Nathen ni gael appearance arall, a enw tro ma, i'r kid bach oedd yn holi o'n y dwll mis diwetha, Elliot, legend.
Oh, Elliot, ie.
Fe oedd y boi ti fas i ffenest yn detention, oedd yn tramina sylw, Johan.
Ti eisiau mino, Donny Elliot? Siapai.
A, oedd wneud i goggles golli drwser.
Bydd wedes i!
Do. A hefyd, o'na un eitha genius comedy moment lle, oedd Johan yn sefyll wrth y drws ac oedd o'n dispotio Ellen wrth y drws.
Yeah.
A oedd Ellen yn siarad o Dylan goggles. A wedyn, nath Johan kind of rhewi, a nath Elliot fatha, sbio yn ôl, sbio ymlaen, sbio yn ôl, sbio ymlaen, a wedyn mynd. Yeah. A fatha, just fatha, ych, a wedyn mynd. Oh, genius.
Yeah. Mae fe'n Elliot. Fi eisiau gweld mwy o Elliot, os gweld chi fod yn dda. Ond fi'n siŵr bod ni'n gytun, a ni wedi sôn amdano fe barod. Dim ond un dyn sy'n heiddi teitl extra ni cameo y mis. Hywel, y ffermwr.
Gorau fod.
Berchenog y locker.
O, da iawn, gret. Well
done. Am dyn clen.
Dyn clen, hefyd, fatha, typical ffermwr, lyfio cash, de.
Dylai cash, dyn nhw gyntaf bob mis, iawn.
Ew, siwr tora, diolch fawr.
Lyfo fa, gosh. A hefyd, ddim actually yn really give a shit, fel... bach yn nosy beth sy'n ymlaen yn yr thing, definitely. Dyn nhw, pob yn dod draw. Dwi'n gael sgwrs a sort of gweld beth oedd iolo neu fyna. Ond hefyd, dwi'n mwyn gofyn, dwi'n really'n poen ni fe.
Dim llawer o bobl sy'n talu cash i mi ddech weld am 6 mis ymlaen llaw am lefel un.
So ie, Mr Farmer, llong gyfarchiadau, ti yw extra ni cameo y mis.
Extra ni cameo y mis.
Ew, siwr tora, diolch fawr.
Cyn i ni fynd, cyn i ni orffen, a bydd Philip yn cael ei ffordd ac yn sopio'r caffi newydd?
Dim os di Anton Deck yn troi fyny, dwi'n meddwl fe gan o'n rhywbeth.
Arthur o Gloria, cyfeillion neu cynwdlo?
Cynwdlo dwi'n meddwl. Dwi'n meddwl na fos ydi aros dros yma, dwi'n meddwl de.
100%. Kelvin a Mel, prestatin proposal?
O, gobeithio, sy'n anhygoel.
Mali ac Evan, reunion neu just ffrindiau?
Dwi'm yn gwybod, dwi'm yn gwybod os dyn nhw'n met, neu gredon, neu fath o brawd y chwaer. Dwi'n dweud just ffrindiau.
Llyr ac Emma, oes o'n unfinished business?
Mae Emma yn keen. Mae yna unfinished business o ochr Emma yn sicr.
Ie, a'r ffermwr. Ti'n meddwl os mae geith o'r cyfle, ti'n meddwl neitha mynd mewn ar y drug dealing efo Barry?
Efo Barry? Ti'n gwybod e, os ti'n ffermwr, cash is king.
Cash is king. Right, nice one. Diolch bob am rondo. Cofch gysylltu os chi fain. Nice one. Ciao, ciao.